like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is
It's Movie Time, award-winning.
Wayne, freezing in summertime? How can that be?
Oh, wow. And claustrophobic?
Oh.
Could you imagine these people riding on that choo-choo for 17 years?
Snowpiercer. Right.
Starring the Captain America, Chris Evans.
Yep, and with Tilda Swinton.
Oh, my goodness.
As Margaret Thatcher on steroids.
I like her little medals and everything. Her little gold tooth. Oh,
it's another post-apocalyptic movie.
Yep.
This is a science fiction set in 2031. A train on perpetual motion carries the only living human beings.
Yep. You know, I wonder what Al Gore thinks about this. This is, we talk about global warming.
Yeah, then you see jet planes blanketing the world with this chemical that's going to reduce the heat to be livable.
And, of course, it has the opposite effect.
You know, you're leading up to what I was amused by is that the neoliberals got it wrong.
Yeah.
And the conservatives had it right.
Entertainment Weekly has an interesting article about all these movies of this kind. One of the better ones, probably coming out later this summer, is the Mad Max film.
There's a progression. Chris Evans, Curtis, leads the have-nots to the front of the train, which are the haves.
Like the Titanic, all of the poor people back and steering.
And a little bit of Metropolis.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are downtrodden. They're gray. They've engaged in cannibalism in the back part of the train.
Yes.
And as they move to the front, you get all the swells enjoying themselves in the tropical
drug
climate.
Addicted.
So they're moving progressively through the train, and some would liken it to a video game.
Yeah.
In which you have different segments, different car representing different places where you've moved ahead.
Old Testament prophet in the back of the train, played by John Hurt.
Yes!
You know, with a peg leg, and it seems like they cut off arms and legs, or...
Or they stick an arm out the car.
Yeah, to freeze to death, and then hit it with a mallet, and it shatters, you know, to...
Hurt's character is named Gilliam, and he's kind of the wise old man of the group. This would appear to be a reference to Terry Gilliam, who's had many oddball characters in strange...
Brazil,
like Brazil, strange movies and so on. As they move forward, they have to face the lieutenant of Wilford. Wilford is the Ed Harris character who owns everything. But they do have to face Mason.
Yes,
played by Tilda Swinton. And if for nothing else, you need to go to this movie to see how Tilda Swinton can transform herself.
Oh, wow.
Almost you
Excellent
wouldn't
actress.
Know her.
Yes.
And she has an overbite that she can take out.
Oh, yes, I know. Several memorable set pieces in this film.
Right.
And since you had mentioned about the whole feel of a video game with this, especially the one scene where the thugs turn off the lights and they have night vision
goggles. Yes, great scene.
Where's a scene that they maybe jump the shark?
Okay.
And it was a scene in the little schoolroom.
Okay.
And the kids singing, and it is so, I think, broadly played for farce. And I really like the movie up to that moment. And then from that to what I considered a disappointing ending, and it kind of lost me.
It's a South Korean movie.
Yes.
The director is Jun Ho Bong, who did The Host, among others. And I love The Host.
Whatever.
Much simpler than this.
Even though I was disappointed, you know, close to the end, I still think it's a worthwhile
film. Well, Gateway, I heard, was packed.
I would have liked to have seen more of the different cars and the different people.
Got
you
it.
Get just a feel for it.
Got
I
it.
Guess in the book, the train was about 1,100 cars long.
Oh, okay.
As they would make their way up there, and that would take a long time. And here it just seemed like, about three or four cars, boom, 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 they went through, you know.
And you remember in Fritz Lang's Metropolis, we do get a good chunk of time with the haves.
Yes.
Counterbalancing the have-nots, the workers who were marching on that. But we also have to thank Hunger Games for that kind of rebellion stuff that's going on from those classes.
Right.
Well, Bueno, looks like we had a good turn with this film, but let's not freeze it out.
It's not the Polar Express now. Well, and we need to give it a grade.
Yes.
And I was riding on an A- until near the end.
Good.
I gave it a B. I'm going to give it a solid B.
I have to award it an A- because I am forgiving. All right, if you want to cool off, we've got a cool movie for you. It's called Snowpiercer.
Yep.
It's science fiction, and it's well worth your time. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.